Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Do you remember the day when store employees would say things like, "Thank you for shopping our store, have a nice day," and cashiers would even count your change when handing it back to you? Nowadays, when I make a purchase, the cashier usually hands me back a handful of bills and coins and hollers, "Who's next?" Good customer service is quickly becoming a thing of the past. That's not to say that all businesses suffer from poor customer service. When I'm in a store that the personnel is polite and courteous, I'm kind of overwhelmed. And when a cashier actually counts my change back to me, I compliment them, saying, "You know, that's kind of rare these days. I'm glad you still do it." Isn't that something? Years ago, excellent service was taken for granted. Now it seems to be the other way around. This is more than just a business problem. It's also a sign of the times, where we are as a society. We're slowly allowing our standards to slip, and an impolite employee becomes a representative of the company itself, leaving a bad taste in the customer's mouth, not just for the employee, but for the entire company. How many times have you said, "I'll never shop in that store again"? This problem is compounded when the impolite person is a Christian. Not only are they making their company look bad, they're leaving a bad impression of Christianity itself. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the world system of doing things, and before you know it, you forget just how many people are watching you and noting your behavior. You actually communicate more by your actions than you do by your words. As Christians, we can turn the tide of society by starting with ourselves and then teaching our children good work ethics, politeness, and excellence. This week I'll be addressing these issues and answers, and I want to remind you that these programs are available for free downloading on our website, so you can listen to them again with your family tonight when you get home. When our kids hit the business world, maybe things will start to change for the good. Until then, be sure to let courteous employees know how much you appreciate their good service. You never know, they just might even count your change. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.